What's up? What's up, everybody? Hope you have all been well. Thanks for joining me for another JDB podcast. What are we going to talk about today? Well, I think we should talk about, how about someone that got high on meth and jumped out of a goddamn window? That relates to your progress in the gym, doesn't it? Isn't that relatable to your nutrition and getting a good physique? Isn't that something I feel like that's very important to talk about for an hour and continue to make podcasts about that and dig up all the information I can on a fucking drug addict that splattered himself on the fucking ground? No, we're not going to talk about that. There's enough bullshit channels and fitness things on YouTube and social media and everywhere else talking about shit like that. It's fucking garbage and I'm getting tired of it. I'm here to help you guys out. I want to help you get results in the gym. I want to help you get results with getting your diet down, with just getting a great physique and feeling good about yourself, feeling good about life. That's what I'm here to talk about. Not this other, I can't even classify it as fitness-related information. It's just, it's entertainment. It's fucking bullshit. We're living in a day and age where there's like 40-something, 50-year-old men talking back and forth like gossipy fucking immature teenagers. He said this about me, so I'm going to retaliate and make another video. Y'all are a bunch of fucking dumbasses. I feel bad for anybody that's listening to this shit and deeming these people as like the top of the industry. Get the hell out of here. Oh my God, we're not going to talk about that. That's also a reason that you haven't heard from me in a little while, because I don't want to drop shit just to drop shit. It's bullshit, right? I'm not a gap filler. I'm not a content creator just to create content. It's garbage. I'd rather create nothing and have everything that I put out hit its mark than to do this kind of nonsense. It's tainting the fitness industry. It's absolutely embarrassing, and it's just nonsense. All right, so I might offend a few people with this podcast, but I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm not sugarcoating any of this stuff. And I think even a lot of guys that are in great shape have been at this point at some time in their life. It's a mentality, okay? It's a mentality. It's called the fat fuck mentality. What is the fat fuck mentality? I'm going to talk about the fat fuck mentality and as it relates to trying to get in shape and some things in your mind that can hold you back when it comes to trying to get a really, really good body. All right. So the first thing with the fat fuck mentality you have to understand is a lot of fat fucks think that they're somehow special, that they're somehow more developed because they take up more fucking space, that even if they lost the fat, they would somehow be like this superhuman, incredible Hulk-looking motherfucker, despite not lifting weights ever or for, you know, many years that they last were in the gym. And they just think that, you know, you hear it all the time. Oh, well, you know, I mean, if I lost the fat, I mean, I'd probably be like 250 pounds ripped. No, you wouldn't. What's going to happen to like 99% of fat fucks is you're going to lose the fat. And you're going to drop to like, say, 220, 230. And you're going to realize, motherfucker, I'm still fat. That's it. You have a lot more to lose than you thought you did. Angels did not come down from the heavens and bless you or touch your shoulders, okay? You're covered in shit. And you need to pressure wash that shit off your fucking body. All right? There's nothing special about you other than you just take up more fucking space. So get that out of your head right now. That's the fat fuck mentality. That's the number one thing that a lot of fat fucks have on their minds, is that somehow they're just special. If they just lost this weight or lost the fat, they're going to look twice the size of the normal guy that's been slaving away in the gym for a number of years. They don't have to put in as much work to get the muscular development. They just don't. They build muscle very easily. I don't know. Maybe. One thing you do very easily is overeat and get really fat and disgusting. That we can all agree on. So that's number one. Stop thinking you're fucking special. Stop thinking that it's not going to take you as much work in the realm of cardio or weight training or diet. It's not like you just got to keep searching for the number one secret, okay? You're going to have to put work into this. Probably a lot more work than the average person would put into this, because you're a fucking slob. Okay, you're a slob. The second thing we're going to talk about when I talk about the fat fuck mentality is basing your progress solely on your strength or like what you used to be, okay? Like, all you can remember is that day when you were like a husky kid in high school and you bench pressed more than anybody else in the whole damn senior class, okay? That was the highlight of your life. And if you could just get that 350-pound bench back, then you would be, like, better. Like, you would be on top of the world. Well, I got news for you. You were a fucking sack of shit back then, too. You're a sack of shit now, and you were a sack of shit back then. And what is the goal here, all right? What is the goal here? It's to change the way you look, all right? And what you need to be concerned about is not your overall strength right now. It's getting in shape. It's getting in the type of shape where you're no longer a 42 or 44 in the waist, okay? You don't look like a fucking slob that just got like the MVP of the year at Walmart. We need to change what you look like. And what happens is too many guys base their progress on like when they were their best, right? And it's all relative because, okay, I get it. If you felt great about yourself, right, with that big bench press or that big squat, I understand it, and I'm not saying not to be proud of that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you've got to change something. That mentality is going to fuck you up, or it's going to get you injured, okay? Because if you try to go back to doing what you did when you were like 18 years old, now you're fucking 45, and you think you're going to get there again in the next 2 or 3 weeks, because that's what a lot of fat fucks do. I've been in the gym for 2 weeks. Let me try to max. No. It's not the way to do it. So stop basing your results solely on the best you ever were. Things change. It's been a while, possibly, since you were there. You have to take a different approach. And remember, right now, you got to consider health. You got to consider health. Your metabolism, it was slow back then, and it's slower now. You were doing things wrong back then. You're doing things wrong now. The worst thing I think that parents can do for kids is to just be lazy. Is to not take pride in their appearance. And there's a lot more to life than that. I get it. There's a lot more. Oh, here comes the call. Doing a podcast. I swear, if I can get through one podcast one day without that phone fucking with me 100 goddamn times, it'll be a miracle. It'll be a miracle. I got a lot on my mind. I'm busy. I forget to silence the damn thing. And it always happens. Or the dogs fuck my podcast up. But right now, they're asleep. They have their little spots during the day that, like, one, he lies down in the chaise lounge, and the little black one lies down on the big chair. This chair is awesome. I've had this chair for, like, the past 12 or 13 years. You can't destroy this thing. I don't know. I forgot the brand. What is it called? Hold on. Anyway, it's not important. It's just it's a quality piece of furniture. One of my friends gave me for helping him move. He had a bunch of furniture, and he just wasn't using it. And a Bernhardt, I think it's called, something like that. Something Hart. Awesome chair. You cannot destroy it. The dogs flatten the back cushion a little bit because they like to lie on that. But so the little black one sleeps on that chair. If that chair ever got thrown out, man, there's going to be some really depressed people and animals around this place. That's for sure. But as I was saying, it's important to take pride in your appearance. It's important to try to eat somewhat healthy as an adult because our kids see what the adults do. So if you're a fat fuck, like if you're big now and you're grown and you were raised by fat fucks, then chances are that you thought that was normal. It was normal to sit on your ass, watch TV for 9 hours a day, eat 5 bags of potato chips and 1/2 gallon ice cream. That was fucking normal. You have to be careful about doing that stuff. I mean, it's okay. I don't believe in like making your kids just eat squeaky clean. I don't think that's good because then when they get older, they're going to want what they were never allowed to have. So I'm very, very lenient when it comes to that kind of thing. But at the same time, you do want to kind of squeeze in some healthy meals, you know? And I think that naturally, if you take pride in your appearance and you work at it somewhat, consistently, eventually your children are going to see that and say, hey, you know what? This is not what I've been raised to do. I don't want to be a fat slob. And they'll turn it around. But sometimes bigger people, they were just raised by fucking fat asses. And that's the way they were raised, you know? Or there was kids that were given foods and the foods became the babysitter. Yeah, get out of my hair. Here's a fucking candy bar. Go eat it. But back to what I was saying about basing your progress solely on your strength level, get that out of your mind. Just get it out of your mind. What we're going to focus on is just getting in shape. That's it. Doesn't matter what kind of weights you lift. Doesn't matter. Just movement and getting in shape. That's what we need to do until we can create like the new foundation. Then you can worry about going up in weights. Then you can worry about your bench press or your squat, right? Or how much weight you're curling or anything like that, you know? But in the beginning, don't do that. Don't do that. You're going to be in a deficit, and it's just not a good thing to base your results around. You got to get the physique, you know, get the physique first, trim the fat first, then go from there. Don't do it the other way around. Don't try to just solely get the strength first and then trim the fat. And that's, chances are, that's the way a lot of you guys that are overweight have been thinking, you know, at least half your life or the bulk of the time you've been maybe in the gym, maybe you're in the gym in the past. That's what you were basing your results around. It's like, all right, let me worry about my strength. Let me worry about my strength, because maybe that's what came easier because you did have a lot of mass in your body, whether it was fat or muscle. Chances are it was mostly fat, but sometimes mass moves mass, right? But you can't base it on that. So get that shit out of your mind. That's number two. All right, number three concerning the fat fuck mentality. And this is through no fault of your own, usually. You just don't know any better. But God damn it, if this phone doesn't shut the fuck up! All right, where was I? Silence the damn thing. All right, so number three concerning the fat fuck mentality is basing your diet on macros first rather than overall calories or staying in a deficit, right? And a lot of people make this mistake. I'd say like 90% of people that are looking into getting into a diet and they're trying to educate themselves on diet, everybody's talking about the macros. It's like usually it goes something like this. You got to have protein. You got to have protein. Protein's number one. Protein will spare the muscles when you're losing fat. The amount of protein that you need has been grossly over-exaggerated. Grossly over-exaggerated. I've been doing this stuff for well over 25 years now at this point. And I'll say, I never really noticed a big difference between 2 grams a day of protein per pound of body weight and 1 or 0.8 grams per day. I don't really notice a difference in it. I think it's actually better to have a more well-rounded diet than to place like the sole focus on protein intake and then deprivation in all these other areas and everything else is secondary. I don't think that's a good way to be. But right now, we have so much information out there that sometimes it is easy to get confused. And I think people are definitely overcomplicating this process. They're putting the sole focus on the macronutrients rather than the calories as number one. And I see this problem a lot, and I'm kind of getting off on a tangent here. But everybody I know that tracks their shit in a chart or they punch it into a phone or some sort of calculator, it's never people that are in really that great a shape. It's not. I think that it's better to learn what foods contain what amount of calories and what amount of macros and then go from there. That way you know, like, hey, if I'm out and about and I don't have my food with me, because this happens to the best of us. Life just happens, right? There's going to be a day or a time and place where you're on the road or in the middle of something and you can't get to your pre-cooked chicken or fish or rice or whatever, what have you. And you have to eat out. There is going to come an advantage point to knowing these things versus just trying to plug your shit into a fucking phone and let it figure it out for you. I didn't have the ability to do this because there was no really such thing is one of these, whatever you want to call them, one of these five. I don't even know the app because I've never used it. I don't need to use it. I know an egg's about 6 grams of protein. You take out the fucking yolk, it's about 3 grams. You know, I know an egg is about, 60 calories for a large egg, maybe 70 if it's an extra large egg. I know this stuff. I know a cup of oatmeal is 300 calories and, you know, roughly 57, 58 grams of carbs. I know 2 tablespoons of peanut butter is about 14 grams of fat and 180 to 200 calories. I know this stuff because I work to memorize it. So I can put these diets together. Like a lot of people, they'll tell me what they ate. Like, what did you eat today? And they'll give me the rundown, and usually off the top of my head, I can tell them round about how many calories it was. Or I could come up with a diet in my mind, and they're like, oh, holy shit, how'd you do that? It's like, well, many years of research and studying and memorization and trial and error, but gain the knowledge base. Don't expect your fucking phone to figure everything out for you, okay? Everybody I know that does that, like, they don't have really a great physique because they're relying on everything else but their own fucking power to figure things out. So you have to stop basing the diet on just protein. You have to get the shit out of your mind that, you know, carbohydrates are the enemy. Carbohydrates are the enemy. An abundance of carbohydrates or the wrong kind of carbohydrates, yeah, they might be the enemy, okay? Is sugar worse than, you know, long-chain carbs such as oats or brown rice? Well, absolutely. In most cases, absolutely. So you just have to stop focusing on this stuff. And another thing, too, and I've mentioned this several times in the past, is get this idea of intermittent fasting is the best approach. Get it out of your fucking head. It's a shitty diet. I'm going to tell you why it's a shitty diet for most people that are overweight. Because it follows the same patterns that got your fat ass overweight to begin with. If you weren't eating breakfast, okay, why would you do a diet where you're not eating breakfast? Okay, I'm going to get serious now. I'm going to fast almost all day long, and then here's my feeding window. All right? That's what you were doing before. You were skipping breakfast because you had the metabolism of a fucking snail. You weren't eating your first meal till, say, 1 or 2 in the afternoon. You were going out to lunch at work or whatever and eating garbage. Then you were so stressed out and busy till nighttime that you didn't eat again. And then you're eating a big meal and passing the fuck out and sitting on your ass. That's another thing about, you know, getting overweight is you don't just magically say, hey, I'm going to be energetic today. I'm going to do something different today. I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to jog for a couple miles. No, you don't get like that. You know what you get? You get fucking lazier. You know why you get lazier? Because not only does your metabolism suck fucking dick, the chemicals in your brain are off. They're off because of the way you've been treating yourself and feeding yourself. Malnourishment and overconsumption, goddammit. That's why you suck. So stop basing the diet on just the macros. Stop thinking, hey, what's less work? You know what's less work? Intermittent fasting's less work. Yeah, fuck prepping my breakfast. Fuck getting up an extra 30 minutes early to actually prepare myself. You know, just fuck work all together. What I'm going to do is I'm only going to eat between the hours of noon and 8 p.m. And I think I'm going to swing through, That's it. We're going to swing through a Hardee's drive-thru for lunch. And, you know, I'm going to get this, and this, and maybe a milkshake. It's okay. I'm in my feeding window, you know? And then for dinner, I'm just going to load up a trough with a bunch of fucking bullshit, top it off with half a gallon of ice cream, and pass the fuck out. But you know what? I only ate between noon and 8. Or you're just going to cut out all your goddamn carbs. You're going to stick to it for about 2 days. And then on day 3, you're going to come up with an excuse to eat a fucking cake. That's what intermittent fasting is going to get you. Half-ass fucking results. Intermittent fasting is only good for somebody who is eating everything in sight. And they need some sort of parameters. Okay? If it's a feeding window and that helps you lose the first 30 or 40 pounds, all right. So be it. But I got news for you. You're still going to look like shit. So that's not a good thing. Number 4, when it comes to the fat fuck mentality, it's thinking about steroids and thinking about supplements and basing the diet and the routine on that is number 1. You seem to think the different steroids have all these different characteristics. Winnie's going to drop fat and rip me. Trend's going to make me strong. It's going to keep me strong, right? When I'm on this hardcore deprivation, intermittent fasting diet. Yep, got to have a trend in there. You know why trend is so popular? Do you want to know why? Because most people are fucking broke. It's the most bang for their buck. I'm not saying trenbolone doesn't work, okay? I'm not saying it doesn't have its place. Some people can handle it better than others. But the reason that a lot of guys run trend and a lot of young guys run trend is they're fucking broke. So every single cycle they run is trend and test. Oh, I'm sorry. They got a little bit of extra money this month. They can get test probe instead of test sip and get a few bottles of probe. You know, but
I might have to inject myself too much. I guess a lot of shots to do every other day.
Fucking pussies. But, you know, you can't just base this shit on the steroids and supplements, because if that was the case, everybody would look like they're ready to step on stage. I know more guys running Trenbolone that look like shit than even guys that are natural. They're putting too much faith in the drugs, too much faith in the supplements. Okay, like look at what's the number one selling pre-workout supplement right now? What's the hottest, The hottest supplement right now is a pre-workout supplement. Why is that the number one supplement? Because it's the one with the instant results. It's the one where I take a scoop of this shit, stir it up, drink it, and holy shit, I'm awake. And I'm going to push harder and be stronger and be better than ever this workout because I had a pre-workout. And that's fucking bullshit, all right? Eventually, you're going to get immune to that. And the amount of money that some of these pre-workouts cost, look, I'm not knocking something that kind of wakes you up and gives you a little edge. I'm not knocking that. I use pre-workouts here and there too. I don't take them every day. I'm trying to not rely on them as much because it's a mental thing. You want to hear something stupid? I like the way the fuckers taste. That's it. I just like the flavor. It has nothing to do with the fact that I think, well, maybe this pre-workout supplement did me any better than that pre-workout supplement, right? I think spending the money that these things cost nowadays is a little ridiculous. And I got a jar of Folgers instant coffee, and I'm starting to do that. And I'm getting back on like the ACE stack, which is the aspirin, the caffeine, and the ephedrine. And for those of you that don't know, the ephedrine you have to buy in the form of Bronchate or Primatene from the pharmacy. A lot of guys know that, but maybe in case you don't, you can get it from usually a Walmart or a Walgreens or CVS pharmacy. It's over the counter. You do have to get it from the pharmacy counter. You have to show them your ID because they have to make sure that you are not a meth head. All right? They do not want you to be a meth head and buy this stuff to manufacture meth. You are an asthma patient, damn it. Let's get that straight. If any questions are asked, you say, I can't breathe worth a fuck because I have asthma. You sell me my Bronchate or my Primatene. Now, the Bronchate is 25 milligrams per capsule, and the Primatene is 12.5 milligrams per capsule. 50 milligrams a day, that's all you should need. 25 in the morning, another 25 like mid-afternoon. I wouldn't do it in the evening time. You might have trouble falling asleep. If you do this, you do like a baby aspirin once a day, right? Usually those are 81 milligrams. Why fucking 81 and not 80 even? I have no idea. It's pretty fucking dumb, isn't it? But what that aspirin does is that activates a fat loss enzyme in your body, and it acts synergistically with the ephedrine and the caffeine. And then for caffeine, it doesn't have to be some big expensive pre-workout. You could do what I did. Get a thing of instant coffee. You know why I like instant coffee? It's fucking simple. It's simple. You put some hot water in a mug. You put a tablespoon of instant coffee in there. You stir it up. And then you drink it. And you get a little bit of energy. And I think I paid like $4 or $5 for this thing of instant coffee. I get a whole bunch of servings out of it. Right? Probably a lot more than I get out of, the $60 or $80 can of the latest, Deer Antler Velvet butt fucker pre-workout supplement. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I would even think that the ACE stack, if you can get on it, is more of a steady release of energy than one of these pre-workouts is. I think that the pre-workouts, despite having no sugar, despite having hardly any calories, if not any calories, I think there's a big crash that can come with taking in that much caffeine at one time. I still think you can feel like shit and you can crash. I think too many people are putting too much faith in pre-workout supplements. And that's usually the number one thing that somebody goes and buys now is a pre-workout supplement. I'm not saying they don't work, guys. I'm not saying don't use them at all. But I'm saying stop putting so much faith or all your faith, Stop basing your number one priority on what it is you're putting in your body outside of the realm of food and going to the gym and busting ass, right? I mean, this stuff should just be icing on the cake, not your sole focus. And that's the problem people have. It's their sole focus. So if you're fat, you're not fat because you're not taking the right things. You're fat because you're a damn slob, all right? There's nothing. You know what's going to happen if you don't change your mentality? What's going to happen is you're just going to be an amped up fat ass. That's what's going to happen. You're going to be you're going to have the energy of a meth head for the next hour or two, but the physique of a pothead with the munchies. That's what you're going to have. So stop putting steroids and supplements as number one. Think about it. Simplify it. How do you make it simple? All right. How do you make it simple? Is it easier? You don't have to have all the pills in the world. Take a goddamn multivitamin once a day. That's it. You don't need anything else right now. Multivitamin and diet. Boom, boom. That's it. The last thing I'm going to talk about when it comes to the fat fuck mentality is you're not staying in motion enough, and you're taking too long of rest phases. You have the wrong exercise selection, and you're not really getting what I will call a workout, okay? You're lifting weights, but you're not getting a workout. What's the difference? Well, a workout is something that works more than one element of overall fitness, all right? So a good workout can work your strength and your endurance by taking shorter rest phases, all right? And I'm not knocking powerlifters at all. I have the utmost respect for powerlifting, for the shit those guys go through and pushing through pain and the camaraderie of powerlifting. It's not my thing. And don't take this as a knock on powerlifting. I'm not knocking powerlifting. But if you think that taking 5 fucking minutes between a set and chatting it up with all the other fat asses sitting around the bench or the squat rack, okay, and making it a 3 or 4 hour social event every day, because that's what a lot of powerlifting circles are. They're in the gym for hours just to walk out with sore fucking joints, and to not even really feel like you had a great workout, to not get the heart rate up. If you think that's the idea of the type of workout that's going to get you to a good lean physique, you are sadly mistaken. You are sadly mistaken. And I'm not, again, I'm not knocking powerlifting. And some of those guys are way, way stronger than I am. But some of the things that I do, a powerlifter could never do. They have to be carried out of the gym on a fucking stretcher. They're not in a condition to do it. So you have to stay in motion, and if you're trying to get in good shape, A, stop picking exercises that are causing pain, all right? Like if you're getting shoulder pain from the bench press, take some time off the bench press or nix it out. I have heard so many guys lately bitching about shoulder pain. Every other fucking guy I work with has shoulder pain. Shoulder pain, shoulder pain, shoulder pain. Well, it doesn't make any sense to keep doing something that's going to worsen your condition or put you in pain just because you think that's the only way to fucking skin a cat. It's, you got to change it. All right. Lose the ego. Get this tough guy fucking bullshit out of your head. It's not the way to do it. The key to this, this hobby or this lifestyle is longevity. The key to results is longevity. Anybody can be a badass for a few months. Anybody can be a flash in a pan. Most bodybuilders, at one point or another in their life, were nothing more than a flash in a pan. There's guys that have fucked up their health, screwed up their hormones. For what? A phase? A short phase they were in. And now, they're not even fucking average. Maybe not that they ever were, but they're definitely not now. Because it was a phase. All right, so stop taking 5 minutes between sets. Stop telling yourself because it's leg day, it's okay to take 4 minutes between sets. It's fucking not okay. It's not okay. That's the way a fat ass trains. Would I take a little longer on leg day between sets? Like instead of taking 30 or 40 seconds rest between sets? Yeah, I might go a minute, minute and a half on like something like a leg press or something. You know, and or a squat. I don't do squats hardly at all anymore just because I don't have to. I decided a long time ago that they weren't something that was a necessity, that I could get great quads through things like leg presses or the hack squat machine or the V squat machine. Or I do squats on a Smith machine. I do them really deep for like sets of 5 reps, fairly heavy. But you know, the half rep squats with the 500 pounds on my back, I don't do it. I don't do it. I think that there is definitely a happy medium on the depth of a squat. Even if you are flexible, I think there is a happy medium between when it starts messing with ankle flexion and your lower back, or what's called butt wink, where it's a slight bend in the back, the butt sticks out. So I feel like on a leg press, I can get more depth in a safer manner, and I can really hit my quads up a lot higher up the quad than I would with a barbell squat. Even if my form on a barbell squat's picture perfect, I just don't get the exact same feel in my legs that I get from a good deep leg press and doing like 3-quarter reps to keep the tension on the legs the whole time. That's another thing too. A lot of guys are afraid of time under tension. Why are they scared of it? Because they don't look fucking tough. All right. You know, there's a lot of people in the gym that are loading up a leg press with 15 plates a side. I used to be one of them, stupidly, for a number of years. Or loading up a bench press, waiting for everybody to look over at the big guy, bench the heavy weight. But they wouldn't dare do like a set of like 15 or 20, you know, 3-quarter reps where they're not locking out, because they wouldn't be as strong. They wouldn't be as strong. Regardless of whether it benefits their muscular development or their condition or what have you. All right, because I believe if the muscles are doing more work and they're contracting harder, obviously you're going to burn through more calories. All right, I mean, think about it logically. Are you going to burn through more calories locking your arms out and sitting there and you know, I mean, why don't you just watch a TV program, smoke a fucking cigarette, and you know, jack off for the next rep, for Christ's sakes? No, I like to keep tension on the muscles. All right. The fat fuck mentality would not allow me to keep tension on the muscles because I'd have to lighten the load. The fat fuck mentality would not allow me to do something like super slow, where I'm taking 10 seconds to do a negative and another 10 seconds to do a positive. I don't do that in every rep and every exercise, but I will occasionally throw that in there, you know. A few sets of 6 to 8, 10-second negatives, 10-second positives. It's all time under tension. It's all muscle stimulation. But the fat fuck mentality would never let you do that, okay? Because you wouldn't feel as good about yourself if you only curled with 30 pounds instead of a, you know, 130, right? But make no mistake about it, you still look like a sack of shit, sir. And another thing, I'm sure most people already know this, there's really no such thing as spot reduction. Spot reduction is, hey, the more sit-ups I do, the better my abs are going to get. The more I curl, the more defined my arms are going to get. All right, that's solely diet. I'm sure a lot of you guys already know about that. I'm not trying to make this too elementary. But occasionally somebody will stumble on one of these podcasts that might not know and they're new to it. And that's not it. It's not it. So again, when it comes to exercise selection, you don't have to do every exercise. You don't. If somebody said, hey, the only exercise that you're allowed to do is flat dumbbell presses. That's it. With the right diet and the right kind of training intensity, you can look much better than the guy that's doing 10 different chest exercises a workout, okay? All that stuff is secondary, all right? A lot of times I'm changing the exercises, just I'm fucking bored. I don't really place one exercise over another, really, because I think what it all comes down to is, motherfucker, are you pushing yourself or are you half-assing it? When that shit hurts, do you go another few reps, or do you hang it up and just do 5 more sets? You do all the sets in the world, but if you can't push it to that level of intensity through that little bit of pain, how are you ever going to get stronger for the next workout? Getting stronger falls in place of getting stronger, you know, physically and mentally. I mean, believe it or not, you can become stronger mentally by going to new places physically. And those new places usually involve fucking pain. And just the last thing I want to mention, I guess we could call this number 6, although it kind of falls in line with number 5 about, you know, wrong exercise selection or right exercise selection, is there is some benefit, in my opinion, to moving your own body around. And what I mean by that is, like, let's say, you know, most people are really overweight. They would have trouble doing a pull-up. Go use the assisted pull-up machine. Or maybe start off with like an inverted body weight row. And obviously the steeper the angle, the easier it is. And then when you get more like linear to the floor, the harder it is. But you can adjust the resistance with just your body weight if you're new to it or haven't been in the gym in a very long time. Or if you have an assisted pull-up machine, maybe you have to start with 160 pounds this week and you do sets of like 12, 15 reps. And then next week, you drop to 150. And the week after, you drop to 140. And the week after, 130, and so on and so forth. Until guess what? You pull your own fucking body up. You can actually do bodyweight pull-ups. And by the time you can do bodyweight pull-ups, you're going to look like a different person. You've changed the way you looked. Or the same can be said for a bodyweight squat or a push-up, okay? If you can't move your fat ass from a position where you're in the hole, squatted all the way down, then okay, maybe try it halfway because that's all you're allowed to do. All right, in this case, I'm not worried about half-ass reps or you know, reps that are only partials. I'm worried about doing what your body tells you it can do. And we do it enough that it becomes regular. You know, push-ups, you may not be able to do a fucking push-up. It's okay. Put your knees on the ground and do what I call a girl push-up. Fuck how it looks. Don't worry about that shit, all right? Because there's something to be said for these type of calisthenic movements. And when it comes to getting in shape, I think that like if your body can move itself, it sends off a signal. It sends a signal that says, hey, motherfucker, we need to change because we're trying to move our fat ass now. We're moving ourselves. All right? I never think this is a bad idea. I think you need to be careful when you do this stuff, right? We don't want to injure you. We don't want, I mean, right? You're overweight. Your knees are carrying more weight. Your flexibility sucks dick. I get that. But I think when you get into this stuff and you make your body move and move itself, then you will get results. This is a gray area thing. It doesn't come from a calorie or anything like that. It's something that I just think physiologically works. It works. What do all these things have in common? What does everything in this podcast that I've talked about have in common? It's fucking hard. That's what it all has in common. It's hard. It's not something that you can just drop cash on and get results. It's not some 15 or 20 minute of workout, three time a week bullshit, or some 7 minute ab crock of shit. It's time. It's results. It's preparation. It's getting off your fucking ass. It's cooking. It's prepping. It's getting up early. Stop being a lazy fuck. So it's real simple, okay? Take some of this stuff that I talked about, run with it. It doesn't always have to be the most overcomplicated process. And if you do want something that's fine-tuned and maybe you don't know enough to do all the guesswork or whatnot, I'm always available for hire. I'd be happy to help you. I'd be happy to fine-tune everything, proportion the meals, and tell you, hey, this is what you do. If you're in a jam and you can't hit this meal, here's another option. If you travel for work, here's a couple options. Because this is all stuff I've been through. It's all stuff I've been through. But what I want to get through your heads in this podcast is it takes work and it's not easy. It's not easy. There's no secret. There's no gimmick. And sometimes the simplest approach that can yield consistency is the best approach. All right? That's what you have to ask yourself. Is this approach realistic? I'm tired of all these fucking assholes telling everybody that they have to get up at the ass crack of fucking dawn to get it done. It's like everybody and their brother is trying to sell people on this belief that they just don't want it enough because they're not up at fucking 3 a.m., you know, and they're telling you, oh, well, I'm in the gym every day at fucking 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm there before anybody else and I get it done. It's like, well, fucking good for you, asshole. My life doesn't revolve around fitness. You know, I may have kids, a wife, a job. That's not conducive to my schedule, all right? And guess what? You're probably lying about it half the time anyway, so fuck off already. I've heard enough of that bullshit sales approach from people. You just don't want it enough. You just don't have the willpower. And they're not being like transparent with you. You know, they didn't get in that kind of shape because they're an all-natural fucking athlete that has more will and more want to do it than you do. All right? They're leaving a lot out of the picture. I'm more of a like, here's the map. Here's how you get from A to B. Here's how you get from B to D and D to fucking Z. That's what's helping people. Not just selling them, you don't want it bad enough. Oh, that goes a long way. You don't want it bad enough. Well, you know, let me show you some realistic ways to do it. But if you gain anything from this podcast, it's these are some things that the fat fuck mentality, some common thoughts when it comes to the fat fuck mentality. Stay away from the fat fuck mentality. The fat fuck mentality wants what's easy. It wants to put in less work. It wants you to intermittently fast. That's all part of the fat fuck mentality. So ask yourselves right now, do I have the fat fuck mentality or am I a worker? All right. And I think out of the two, you're probably going to feel a lot better and look a lot better by just, you know, engaging in battle preparation. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. I am out to hit another meal and go pick my son up and train hard.